Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's actually fascinating what's happened with Kathy Barnett. Overnight sensation, literally, right? The other guys spent more than $60 million. McCormick and Oz. She spent a little over two, pushing three. About a week ago, when she started getting traction, she was accused of being homophobic, right? Anti-Muslim, right? Then she's accused of suggesting that she wants to build a statue, an Obama statue, right? That she supports Black Lives Matter. This is all at once. In my career, and I'm an old guy, I have never seen one candidate take so much crap. Have you, Rob? I see candidates get it from the right and the left. Kathy Barnett is getting it from both sides. She's on the line. I want her to hear this spot while she's holding. I want her to hear this spot. Check this out. So this is Monday. Duh. Trump was telling people Friday he's cool. He'll stand behind her if she wins. It's unbelievable what's happened. She's live. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
Man. You heard that. Jump in here.
I did.
What the hell's going on?
They are really mad. they are really mad, and they are pulling out all the stops. And, you know, I think the only thing that's surprising for most people is to find out the swamp does not just consist of Democrats. You have Republicans, some who are in there as well. And yet, I am so very grateful, because the only reason why I'm relevant is because of the people of Pennsylvania. 13 months ago, we've been running now for 13 months, and I've been in a statistical tie for first place for over 4 weeks, although the media is pretending like I just crawled from under a rock yesterday. I've been in a statistical tie for first place for well over 4 weeks. They were just obsessed with the two men in the race and didn't think anything about what we were doing over here. But the only reason why I'm relevant is as a direct result of the people. And so tomorrow, the people of Pennsylvania get to make a very important decision, and I'm excited. Just one thing, a clarification.
Yeah.
Yes, I lost the 2020 race, and everybody knows what happened in 2020, but I lost that race by, according to the book, 19%. President Trump lost by over 26%.
But hey, Kathy, that's the least of it. I mean,
I know.
Here's what's bizarre. The left says you're a homophobe, you want to defund the police. The right says you want to build an Obama statue. And the middle says you lied about your military background, your professional career. How do you manage this? And let's get right to it. Are you a liar? Are you a homophobe? Go.
No, I'm not. Nothing I have said about my record, about my journey, was embellished. It is all out there. In fact, if your listeners will go to barnettforsenate.com, we created a page, everything you want to know about Kathy Barnett. Click on that. Everything the media has asked, we have provided it. But here's the rub. They don't want the truth. They're the narrative. It's all about power and control. My DD-214s are out there, along with my NGB-22.
Yep.
Are you there on the page? And so, you know, and where I went to school, how long I've lived here. I mean, I was on Sean Hannity's show over 7 times between radio and television. He could have asked me these rigorous questions he's now asking at any time. I made myself available. No one's hiding. I have been doing this and getting in front of the people. They were just obsessed with the two men and didn't care about anything else. And so I don't know what your other question. You know, and when you're looking at the tweets, all of the tweets, right, they're having to go back 7 to 8 years, right? Because, I mean, and they call that a long history. A long history would be all the way up to today. It's not. But they're saying, oh, look what we found 7 or 8 years ago. So this must be who she is. All of those tweets, it is not a complete thought. It's not even a complete sentence. It's however many characters Twitter would allow you to post in there. So it's not a complete sentence. And then they're so they don't know the context. I don't know the context 7 to 8 years ago of that specific tweet, but they're taking a half thought and they're creating a narrative. Now, I can talk about the context of the environment we were in.
Right.
7 or 8 years ago, because 7 or 8 years ago, if your audience remembers, we had President Obama bringing in Syrian refugees into our country, tens of thousands, and he was telling us that he was going to vigorously, vet
Kathy,
people.
I want to talk here now because something relevant happened over the weekend, and I think it's so important. First of all, I got to ask a couple personal questions because this is relevant to you. You've made light of this, that you're black, blah, blah, blah. And it's actually fascinatingly refreshing to hear you make light of that and check the box, I'm black. But you are black. I'm curious, and be honest with me, have you received more threats because of your race? Have you, Kathy?
Because of my race?
Yes.
No. No. I received threats because of the lies that
so you're getting
the Republican Party.
So, Kathy, you're getting death threats?
We are getting all kinds of threats. My team is shielding me from it. Yeah. But I have an inbox full of very vile things that are being said about me and my family and what people want to do. And it is all as a direct result. I mean, these are just sheer lies. Because they're losing.
Hold on. Look, you're very courageous. I really respect the hell out of what you're doing. It takes so much courage. But you are getting threats. And are you being careful? Are your folks being careful, Kathy?
Yeah, as much as possible. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I took that oath so seriously. And I knew exactly what I was doing. At some point, I came to the realization that I could be deployed and I could lose my life.
Right.
And as a result, I mean, when I went into the military, right?
Right.
And now we find ourselves in a different battle. These people are not playing with us. We don't have any more rope to extend of just getting warm bodies with an R next to their name in office. We got to get better people into office. I am your better Pennsylvania. I am your best chance at ever getting anyone in office who will correct this ship that is sinking. We cannot just stick our head in the sand and just say, oh, well, it'll just flow over. I understand why good people don't want to get in politics now.
Hey, Kathy, I got to ask you about this mass shooting where this killer clearly targeted black folks in America.
Yes.
Gotta rip at your heart like it rips at ours.
I mean, everyone, right? No matter what, hate is hate. And it is evil, it is vile, and it is destroying our country. And we have leaders who will weaponize this event or any other event to fit their narrative. Our country is in trouble, and she cannot long survive by having people in office who have short-term benefits as their main goal. We are being divided in this nation, and we are being divided intentionally in this nation. Look at what they're doing to me. It is all lies. There is no ambiguity about my time in the military, where I worked, how long I've lived here, when I voted, who I voted for. I wrote a book. I put it all in there. I did many articles. I've written articles. I'm out there. And yet, these people think we're stupid. And as a result, they think they can just splice together any kind of video and that we will swallow it. And I am hopeful because I'm the one who's been here with you guys. Right. Even during the lockdowns, I was here. The other two carpetbaggers were not.
Hey, before I go, I got it. What's your message, Kathy Barnett, to Donald Trump?
I look forward to working with you, sir. You were the best president I ever had. Your policies were far superior than the ones we're working under. When after tomorrow and I win, it's time to get busy, right? I'm a grown woman. You can't be black and conservative and openly conservative and have thin skin in this country, right? I have pretty thick skin. It's time to get to work.
Good luck. Thank you so much for responding. You got a lot of courage. Be careful, please. Please.
Yes. Blessing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.